It's Dr. D'Souza. Dictating on dictating on Cheryl Hutchinson. That is HUTCHINSON. Hutchinson. Cheryl, CHERYL. Hutchinson, HUTCHINSON. Date of birth is 11/29/57, and the date of visit 1/26/22. Please make copy for Dr. Threes Ibrahim, IBRAHIM, Theresa Ibrahim. Dear Therese, T-H-E-R-E-S-E, thank you for sending Cheryl Hutchinson for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph is permanent illness. This is a four-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, has been diagnosed to have COPD and has been on inhaled bronchodilators. The patient complains of shortness of breath with activity and she has gastroesophageal reflux, occasional cough, and has pains in the neck due to degenerative disc disease. Period. She recently was sent for a chest CT done on /13/21, which showed development of ground glass opacity in the right upper lung, probably infectious, and there were a stable 7 millimeter ground glass opacity in the superior segment of the left lower lobe and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe, which was stable. There was no hilar or mediastinal adenopathy. The patient was advised to have a follow-up on the nodules. Period. She has lost weight, denies fever, suggests denies nausea, vomiting, and has had no reflux. I'm sorry, and has had reflux. Next paragraph. past history, the patient's past history has included history for COPD with emphysema and a history for hand surgery on the right and an appendectomy. Says also vulvar cancer, excised in 08, and had a colonoscopy in the past. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked, half to one pack per day. I'm sorry, smoked two packs per day for 47 years. Quit in 2017. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother had COPD. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue and weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness, denies urinary frequency of burning. She has hay fever and has wheezing and persistent cough and shortness of breath. She has no chest or jaw pain but has some leg swelling and restless legs. She has anxiety and depression and denies easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, no headaches. I'm sorry, she has headaches, no seizures. No skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Med list included Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Venlafaxine 37.5 milligrams a day. Perphenazine 8 milligrams HS. And hydrocodone, 5 milligrams, Q6, PRN. Atrovent, NEPS, Q6, hours with albuterol. Levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily. On hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams BID, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 3 tablets weekly. Can you also add in the past history? Patient does have a history for ankylosing spondylitis. And has chronic neck pain. Okay, next next paragraph. Physical exam. This is averagely. I'm sorry. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallor. Sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure. 150/70, pulse is 85, rest patients 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 178, saturation 97. HGA norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Supple. No venous distension, trach, midline. Chest equal movements with percussion node resonant throughout with diffuse visus bilaterally. Heart sounds regular, so on S2, no murmur, no S3. And the abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD. With emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules etiology and determine. And number 3 is hypertension, and next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to use Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff daily. A recent PFT was reviewed and it shows normal values. But the patient has been on bronchodilators for chronic symptoms, and she will also be given a course of Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for a possible inflammatory infiltrate observed on CT scan in the right mid lung zone. She would need a follow-up CT scan in 2 months, and a follow-up visit will be arranged at that time. So continue using albuterol inhaler PRN. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Theresa Ibrahim. Therese, T-H-E-R-E-S-E, Ibrahim, I-B-R-R-A-H-I-M, Ibrahim, M-D. Thank you. So this is a